Hi, I'm Justin Cattanoso, and you're listening to The Business Report on 88.5 WFDD, a partnership with the Triad Business Journal. North Carolina has long been recognized as having one of the best highway and road systems in the country. But traditional revenue streams are in decline, and so are the quality of our roads. As a result, state officials are now looking very closely at new funding options. Reporter Katie Arcieri has the story, and she joins me now. Welcome, Katie.
Thank you, Justin.
Let's describe the problem. Where does the state get its funding now for highways and roads, and how much does it generate?
The state actually gets most of its funding from the gas tax. It also gets funding from the highway use tax on vehicle title transfers, as well as fees collected by the DMV.
Okay, so there's federal funds in there as well, right?
There is. 27% of the North Carolina Department of Transportation's $4.3 billion budget stems from federal funds.
Yeah, and we also have one of the highest gas taxes in the country, right?
We do, but with more people turning towards fuel-efficient vehicles or just keeping their cars and vehicles longer, there's less revenue coming from the gas tax, so state officials are trying to figure out different ways to come up with an alternative.
Yeah, and so at the very time that revenue is dropping, we have this enormous need for new roads and for the repair of our bridges and highways at the same time, so we're not keeping up. I mean, that's really the crux of your story here. So we have several transportation options are under consideration. Which ones do you think hold the most promise from your reporting?
Well, there are a lot of options under consideration, everything from tolling to new fees to charging for services that are currently free, as well as something called a road usage charge program called vehicle miles traveled.
Okay, so vehicle miles traveled. That's something that Oregon is getting into in a big way. And it's essentially, you know, you sign up for this program, they check your odometer, however many miles you've driven in a year, you get assessed for that. Tell us a little bit more about that. Is it something that could work here?
Well, there has been some ambivalence locally about a project like this due to, you know, things like privacy issues and just concerns about the technology associated with VMTs. But Oregon has actually done a few pilot programs with this road usage charge program and actually passed the first legislation in the United States for such a program last year. And starting July 1, they're going to be actually setting up this mileage collection system for 5,000 cars and light commercial vehicles.
So just a little bit, how's it work?
Essentially, for those who volunteer to participate, they will be assessed a charge of 1.5 cents per mile and issued a gas tax credit as warranted. So this is an alternative method of generating fuel tax.
So Katie, you think about this, how are we going to come up with this money? But let's really come to the issue. Like, why is it so important that we have this new transportation funding specifically here in the Triad?
Well, in the Triad, obviously, there's a lot of road congestion right now, and there's a lot of road needs. If you look to Winston-Salem, the urban loop has not been completed there, and they are really needing that project. Millions of dollars are needed to actually complete that loop to open up different corridors for business parks, economic development, and jobs.
Okay, so the governor last fall proposed a $1 billion transportation bond. When the legislature comes into session soon, this is likely something that they take up. Tell us about the goals with this bond, and is this a legislature that will consider this and even consider higher taxes?
Well, the governor has proposed this bond referendum that would potentially fund 21 different projects. The largest beneficiary would be the Northern Beltway project in Winston-Salem, the urban loop. And so if approved, the Triad could potentially get as much as $386.4 million for that specific project. And local transportation officials have said, they support the bond because, interest rates are low right now. This is a good time to borrow, and these projects need to get done.
But in terms of raising taxes, what do you think?
Well, I mean, that's a big if. I mean, it could be a mixture of, raising some taxes and a mixture of fees. There's not going to be a one-size-fits-all solution.
Okay, Katie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
To read Katie Arcieri's story and more breaking business news from the region, go to the Triad Business Journal online at triad.bizjournals.com. For WFDD News with this week's business report, I'm Justin Cattanoso.